Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, True Worshippers. In an evangelistic context, Jesus told a Samaritan woman that the Father is looking for true worshipers, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:23-24. The first act of true worship is saving faith. We read in John 4:23-24, "But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth." Paul in Philippians 3:3 said, quote, "We are the circumcision," that is the true covenant people of God, "who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." This is one of the clearest definitions of saving faith found in the New Testament. The Greek word worship in Philippians 3:3, denotes sacred service. But the emphasis here relates to the Spirit. So it means to serve God in your soul, heart. It speaks of a disposition that renders reverent spiritual service to God. This attitude, Spirit in view, is to permeate every aspect of a person's life. True believers, though circumcised in heart, characteristically desire to serve God in their hearts. Spirit in Philippians 3:3 could refer to the Holy Spirit or to a person's spirit. Regardless, both concepts are true and both are involved in true worship. However, the contrast in the verse is between spirit and flesh, and therefore it is probable that the human spirit is here in view. True believers in their spirit worship God. They are true worshipers. Romans 10:10 explains, quote, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness." True faith is a matter of the heart, and the nature of it involves true worship. The very first act of true worship is seen in the act of saving faith. Prior to faith, nothing that one ever does pleases God. Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it's impossible to please God." People are often asked whether or not they are a believer in Christ. Perhaps a better question is this: are you a true worshiper? That ultimately is the defining issue between a mere professor and a true possessor. Put your faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Be a true worshiper. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.